Okay, here we are at a special meeting of the Board of Directors of the Kensington Police Protection and Community Services District. 7:00 at the Community Center. The Board will enter into closed session to discuss the following pursuant to California Government Code Section 59, 54, and 957.6, conference with labor negotiators, agency designated representatives, and pursuant to California Government Code Section 54 and 957, public employee performance evaluation, title police chief / general manager. Note, all proceedings of this meeting will be tape recorded. Roll call. Director Kozol.
Here.
Director Wright.
Here.
Director Toombs is here. Director McLaughlin.
Here.
And Director Stein.
Here.
Okay. We have some time for public comments on issues that are not on the agenda tonight. Anybody like to step up and take a chance? Go on, please.
First of all, I put a question about what you just said. Are you going to tape record the closed session?
No, no. Just the open session.
Is that wasn't clear?
No, we'll be clear on just the open session.
And I have another question. Does the district still belong to the California Special District Association?
I believe we do.
Yes.
Okay. I happen to go to the county chapter meeting this month. And there's an election for director from this region, and the votes are due by July 30th. There are two candidates.
Okay. Well, thank you for the information. Any more public comments? Okay. Board member and staff comments? Anybody want to tee up a comment or a question? Then let's jump into the old business. Oh, I'm sorry, there's no consent calendar at all. And there's no staff comments?
Just two quick ones.
Sure, please.
Just no little notation. Each one of you received this staff report from Rodney Martinez. Director Kozol had asked for an explanation as to our police vehicles, how many we had and why. So, Officer Martinez is our vehicle maintenance officer. He maintains all the vehicles, or he arranges to have them maintained. And I asked him to do this little staff report, so that's been provided to everyone up there and the public. The second thing that we passed out, Director McLaughlin had asked our accountant for a breakdown of the cops' expenditures. And our accountant sent it to me. I just printed what she sent. There's a little explanation that goes along with it, but I just print what she said.
Yeah, well, and it didn't fall out. So I will discuss it if you'd like.
No, I mean, I just provided it because you had asked.
Yeah, well,
and I did.
I thought I made it. I sent email and message out to say saying this isn't quite it.
I didn't know which one that was. And then finally, the third document I passed out to everyone, and there's a copy up front, was that supplemental tax increase estimate that I provided to the board at the last meeting, and it's going to be part of the agenda item tonight. But I just want to make sure everybody has a copy in their hand before we start the meeting.
Okay.
That's it.
Good enough. Then let's actually pick up with the district old business, item number one. General Manager Greg Harmon will present to the board for second review and possible approval the proposed Kensington Police Protection and Community Services District 2010-2011 annual budget and request the board authorize the Contra Costa County Assessor and Tax Collector to implement the provisions of Measure G and establish a tax limit based on approved budget with board action. Okay. As you recall from last meeting, we had the budget discussion. The board members all brought their copies tonight, and there was some There was some discussion about revising what would be the Measure G portion of the income on the budget. I don't think there were too many questions on the budget itself. I think we were coming back to have a second look in case people had comments they thought of over the interim, and also to discuss the Measure G computation as well after we revised it to take into account the carryover of the COPS grant of $74,000 and what to do about a potential COPS grant of 100,000 that may or may not come. Does that sound about right, guys?
Yeah.
Okay. So, were there any comments over the intervening period or any questions about the actual nuts and bolts of the budget account line items at all?
Yeah, I'm sorry to say, one popped up really because I was doing a very close look at park and rec expenses pursuant to our negotiations with KCC. And given these numbers, there's about a 15% increase budget-wise between 9-10 and 10-11. And
which
I'm talking about the total of the total for the recreation expenses at the very bottom of the first page of the budget, and the specific. So it's the subtotal line at the bottom, and I am very interested in why is that? That's more than 15%. That's a sizable change. And I noticed that a couple of items in the details. One was increase of about $2,000 in the MDS, and then there was another item of $2,000 says tax levy county that didn't appear last time. So Greg, I don't necessarily want to nitpick this thing, but it is important to me to know why that huge difference in the park.
Cass, before everybody answers that question, I think you lost a couple of us along the path here. We're looking at recreation expenses. And what the subtotal at the bottom?
For last year's budget was $61,800.
Right.
And I see
$73,856. A net increase of $12,056, about 20%.
Getting close to 20%, and that's just a huge, that's a huge, looking at all the rest of them, none of the changes were of that magnitude, so that's the question.
Well, most of it was in 672, Park O&M. We had increase in...
Most of it is there, and so that's...
We budgeted for the park restroom maintenance.
Line item 672.
So the cost of the park, maintaining the restroom when that ever goes in, is included in this budget.
Okay, which item is that, please?
Well, it's probably an O&M.
Well, I'm looking at O&M.
On 672 under maintenance contract.
Maintenance contract.
It's been budgeted in there. The 29.4
okay.
Is an increase over last year. That's for the park restroom. We also had going through what we paid this year, our county fees. They went up a little bit.
What are those county fees?
The cost of doing the administration, I guess, for the bond portion of it. And also
the bond.
Yeah, the park bond, our repayment thing, that went up with.
But those expenses come out of the park bond account. They don't come out of park and recreation.
Right, but we do have other county fees.
Well, okay, but that's the wrong place for those expenses. The park bond expenses.
Well, the levy fees are the ones that I'm talking about, the county charges. And I think that's just it's also for the assessment.
It may be for the assessment, that's a new item. And MBS is, okay.
And the other thing is, I think this year we put the engineer's report in there, which I don't think we've done in the past. We accounted for that
$6,000. Okay. You mean the MBS went elsewhere? That would make a difference. Thank you.
Okay. Any other line item issues? Just on the nuts and bolts itself. I guess then that brings us up to having Greg explain the supplemental tax increase estimate. You want to walk us through that, where we left off last month?
Well, the only thing that's changing on that sheet was Pat brought it up, and I noticed it during the meeting, was that $74,000 COPS carryover from this fiscal year to next fiscal year. So I included that in the revenue portion of this sheet at the top there, 2009-2010 COPS grant, $74,000. So that increased the revenue. One of the things I was asked to do at the last meeting was to account for 5%, the charge for the lease with the fire district, charge 5% of that to the district instead of the full 100% to the police department. So I made that correction. And I think those are the two main things. I was asked to work out the shortfall, which was basically, you know, based on the estimate on the numbers we've are going with, the estimated shortfall is $392,000, almost $393,000. And the two figures I was asked to compute were the 393 divided by the 2,200 households. That's 179 a parcel in the tax increase. And one of the things that we talked a little bit about last time was if we believe that we were to get the COPS money next year that we dedicated to funding that 10th officer position, if we were to get it and we use that, but we can't put it in our budget, but if we were to use reserves to cover for that $100,000 that we believe we might get next year in COPS, that would reduce the tax increase to a possible $133 on the increase. Mm-hmm. And those are really the only two items that I actually changed in that original sheet that I gave you at our last meeting. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I'm showing on this is, depending on where we go, that we should have a budgeted shortfall just on these numbers, either 34.8 or 33.6, depending on which way you go as far as the tax increase.
Mm-hmm. I have a question about the reserves to cover COPS. I thought Pat told us last week that we could not consider COPS money in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
So even putting aside the reserves to cover the COPS money, is that a backhanded way of bringing the COPS fund back into this equation?
Probably.
Yes.
Can you say that without laughing, Greg?
No.
I mean, my point is, if the notion is we can't use the COPS funds in any way, shape, or form as an accounting device, whether including the $100,000 or any other funds to make it up, I don't know that we can have a second set of figures based on including the reserves into it.
Well,
in effect, we still have a deficit, and the deficit's higher. We just kind of masked it by pulling out $100,000 of the reserves to cover it.
Right.
But this is not any official budget or income statement. It is an estimate. It's an estimate worked up to indicate what we should be asking for on the tax increase. So I don't see it has any official. It has no official standing in terms of being a budget item or using it as a budget item.
I mean, technically, if somebody wanted to get, you know, technical about it, we would just say that we're using reserves to cover that $100,000.
Yeah.
And then when the COPS money comes, it goes back into the kitty. It's,
and if we rephrase that, reserves to cover COPS deficit or something, lack of COPS.
The other part of that is that we think it's coming, but we don't know for certain. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and no one can tell for sure. It always comes pretty late in the year anyway.
Right.
But Greg has said it very well, that we're just simply saying that we'll use reserves to cover it.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but there's one other thing I should mention, that of the $100,000 that we think we're getting this year, we've only gotten 85 so far. We're still waiting for the last 15,000 to come in. So that would even kind of put
74
future, the future, yes, that 74 is really...
that's an accrual figure.
Minus 15 now, so.
But they made the commitment to fund it.
They made the commitment to fund it, so we're in the end of July now. We still haven't gotten that 15. I'm sure it's coming.
But I think as an accounting construct, we can adopt the accrued promise to deliver the 2009-2010 class fund. I'm just concerned about sticking in the 2010-2011 numbers. And I don't want people to be misled that somehow our deficit is only 292. It is, if you don't take into account the cost of money, our deficit is close. It's 392, 392,000.
Right.
And the question is, do we want to fully fund that deficit or close to fully fund it at 179, or be more conservative and do it at 133 and burn off some of our reserves?
And can I also, some information I got this afternoon, when it came to the property tax, what we were expecting, whatever, there's a, it's about a 40,000 to 45,000, about 45,000 less this year than what we collected last year. So that's going to affect 401 probably again next year unless something turns around. So I, you know, it's a right. It's a board decision. I'm just saying that's. You better consider that when you consider what we're talking about here.
May I ask a question?
Please, go
ahead. I believe that we made no cuts at all in this budget. Is that correct?
I don't recall.
No increases either.
Okay. Or rather, I would note that for the record before we start asking people for close to the max on Measure G that we might want to review. Some places that we could cut.
Can I add to that statement? I think both Directors Wright and Directors Toom, we, when we hold those meetings, when we went through the budget line by line to pare it down as far as we could pare it down, and I'm quite comfortable that I don't think we can pare it down any more than it is right now. What we can hope for is like on some estimates of what we're estimating costs to be, that those aren't incurred in the next fiscal year, and we could say it that way, we usually do. But as far as cutting any more, this budget's been cut over the last couple of years, and we've looked at it not only as a district, but as individuals, and I really don't see any more cuts that we could possibly make.
So subject to
every budget can be cut.
Or managed efficiently so you don't have to incur the
expense,
which is also a possibility. Instead of, I mean, I harken back to what Paul Huxley used to say about a budget, it's a planning tool. And you perform to the budget, or you can engineer it to try to even be more lean over the course of the year. So we still have that prerogative in front of us at any time, just to engineer it as tightly as possible and really manage our funds. Those are my comments about the cost fund. That's all. I don't want to mislead people, and I agree that property taxes will be spiraling down like a flush toilet pretty soon. That's not going to be a pretty sight. But maybe the latter part of the closed discussion will have some insights about other cost savings. So we'll go from there. Any other comments on the budget anybody wants to make?
Sure. You know, one of the things about the cost cutting is that, yeah, we can definitely take out costs in this budget. Easy. No problem. And everybody in this room knows what that means. But we gave the voters an opportunity to vote, okay, do they want us to take out those personnel, or are they willing to pay up $200 a month, a year, excuse me, so we won't do that. And 69 and change, 68 and change percent of people said they would vote to do the latter. And I think we need to take that into consideration when we talk about the budget today and the possible tax measure.
Okay. Any other board comments at all about this?
I have a couple of questions. and I also agree with Bill's comment. Greg, on that $45,000 tax, property tax, quote-unquote, deficit compared to same time last year, what time period is that for? Is that for a...
That's a fiscal year.
Fiscal year. So fiscal year over year, $45,000 less than the year before.
Yeah.
Is that a fair comment?
Yeah, and 401.
Right, okay. And... the COPS fund, were they still the state still owes the district $15,000, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
That's for what time period?
Well, technically for this fiscal year, but we're allowed to carry it over because we get it so late. So that's going into next year. That's, that 15 is part of that 74 that's in that. Well,
wait a minute. Sure. Let me clarify. By this fiscal year, you, I don't think you mean that because we're in July now.
You mean
this,
last fiscal year?
Yes,
last
fiscal
year. Okay, so
9-10.
Yeah.
Okay, so the state, we're due $15,000 for last year.
Yes.
Okay.
So I have one further.
Okay, then I've got one more, and this is a comment. and it's new, and it's something for the board to consider. At the last ad hoc building park committee meeting, and there'll be a report for the board, regularly scheduled board meeting in 2 weeks. But long story short, one of the things that ad hoc committee will be recommending is that the district spend a little bit of money to begin the process of looking at all three buildings and coming up with a overall site plan. And there was no science behind it. It was all just logic. And as best we could estimate, our opening estimate was the need for about $20,000 to get that process started. So there's no official report tonight, but I just want the board to know that that will be coming in 2 weeks. So if it's
okay,
yeah.
So this,
I just had one other question. It was just a statistical type thing. Going to 68%, 69% or something, by the way.
I don't know exactly.
Yes, there's about 3,500 registered voters in Kensington. 900 people voted yes, which is about 26% of registered voters. So it's no mandate. And I just want this board to...
How many voted yes?
900.
I think it was closer to about 14.
About 1,400 total. Take a look again, John. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But I don't think so.
Yeah, it was like, it was about 14-4 and about 6 opposed. At least on their website.
Okay. Well, I'll look again, too. But yeah. I just think it's important to remember that we're here for a reason, too.
Okay. Should we open it up to public comment?
Could I just ask one question? In terms of the 14,000-15,000 that we're still owed, is that money sitting in the hands of the state or in the hands of the county?
I couldn't answer that. I don't know. I'd be suspicious of the county.
Am I correct that the funds go to the county and then the county sends
them? County disperses them.
Yeah, because I have some concerns about that. All right, thank you. Who's collecting the interest is what is in the back of my head.
I see there are those things.
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't we open up to the public comment and see what people in the audience have to say. Would anybody care to step up to the plate? Take a swing? Oh, I guess not. Okay. So,
You got a hand.
I'm actually not going to step up if I can just sit here.
Actually, we ask people to step up as a person on the board. Thank you.
Well, I have nothing prepared.
Good.
I didn't even know that this meeting was here. I don't know why, actually, not. If it's a public meeting, I agree with you. I think there are a lot of people that didn't vote yes. And it's not that we don't want a street patrol or that we don't want to be safe. It's just that it all seems, to me, it feels like it's all about Kensington Police Department looking after themselves. And I have been accused of saying something accusatory, I think were the words. I've called many times since to try and get done on our street what I would like to have done. Nothing. No response whatsoever. So I think Kensington is a very safe community. I think we all look after each other. And it really kind of offends me that all of this is, looks to me like looking after the Kensington Police Department themselves.
I have one request to ask. We usually ask the speakers to identify themselves.
Okay, I'm Maria Adriams, and I live at 89 Francis.
You don't need an address, just your name for the record. But thank you, Maria. Any other public comment at all? Then it comes back to the board, and we need to decide about adopting the budget and also what number for the Measure G tax we want to include. Is there a resolution about one or both of those?
I move that we adopt the budget as currently presented.
Okay. And do you want to tie into that this motion on how Measure G should be treated? Because technically that's part of the budget, isn't it?
It's not part of the budget. That money isn't incorporated.
Okay.
In the budget.
Oh,
I would personally like to make that a separate motion.
Okay.
So my motion is about the budget as it stands.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Go ahead and then
I'll second it.
So let's talk about how we do this, because I would think that if we it'll be a little odd if we pass a budget as it stands with this deficit, then that's what we're passing. But then we would come back, possibly, and the board would pass some form of tax monies that would then become revenue that would be included in the budget, and that will change the bottom line of the budget. So I'm actually thinking that we should be addressing the tax, the Measure G money first, and then do the math, how much would that increase, and then pass a budget that would include that. And we don't have to print out a new budget, but just know that that's the amount. And then we would be passing a budget with the revised amount. That's my suggestion.
Would Pat agree to amend her resolution to advance?
One question. Are we confident that we will get that money? That money will be coming to us fiscal 10-11.
I think that's why we're meeting tonight, so that we will.
I know we're going to put our request in for that tonight for that reason. I'm just still not clear that the money will actually be coming to us in this fiscal period.
I thought, as a matter of law, if we get it in now, then it goes on the tax rolls, and then it's just a matter. It's in the property tax.
Is that right?
Well, yes.
Okay, then I will accept the amendment, and that we will defer approving the budget until we have agreed on what the tax the income from the tax will be.
Okay, so now we need a resolution to discuss what amount to put forth under Measure G to the tax assessor. Is there a resolution with a number on it?
Could we discuss it on a
motion? I'm sorry.
Sure.
We can discuss it.
It is my strong feeling that we have always come in under budget. And I've got a 10-year history to show that. And Greg, you can comment on that if you want. And I am also a little concerned at the just counting on this mythical $100,000. And I would like to propose that we consider a compromise amount of $150, which I think may be more comfortable for our community members. And I think would essentially cover what I'm going to guess would be our shortfall. So I'm going to put out on the table a compromise figure of $150.
Per household.
Per household. Not the 133 and not the 179.
I have a question for Greg. If I'm not mistaken, Measure G provides for sliding scales on size on the different types of units. So this would be $150 per residential unit, but a few commercial properties and the vacant lots all have different numbers.
Yes.
So the resolution would cover $150 per residential unit.
Yes.
And then whatever Measure G provided for commercial properties, which I think was $400 a commercial property, and then or up to $400 a commercial property, and then vacant land up to, I think it was $300, maybe it was $150. I don't have the exact wording in front of me. Is that, that sound
That's correct.
Familiar?
Yes.
Okay.
I think probably then, you know, the way we might want to work this is that whatever we agree to with regard to the residential, then whatever percentage that is of the 200, right, and then we apply that to whatever commercial rate.
Prorate that to the other. Yeah. That would be my intent.
Right. Right.
I was talking
MBS
about
does that automatically for us.
Well, I'll say it again, but
MBS will do that automatically. All we have to do is sign the residential.
Most
of it's residential.
Yeah.
But there's still enough, in the interest of accuracy, there's still enough properties and enough other apartment buildings that it's worth making sure we cover that as well.
Well, they'll cover that. They'll add the increase. I don't think there are that many, though.
So, Pat, do you want to restate your...
I'm just putting out for discussion. Okay. It's not a motion yet, because I don't know how the rest of the board would react to this, the idea. I'd like to hear it.
Okay.
If I can, I'm very comfortable with the $179 tax increase. It's for somewhat the same reason, is that we have the ability to raise $200 in taxes, and so that $180 or $179 is in fact a compromise. The difference between, and I'll just round off, 180 and 150 is $30 divided by 12, I believe, is $2.50 a month. And I don't know that, and I'm not trying to be cavalier at all, but I don't know that $2.50 a month is material enough to impact anybody in Kensington to the point where it is going to create a severe hardship at $2.50 per month. I am concerned that we're going to have other financial surprises, like the property tax shortfall will continue, quote unquote. You may never see that $15,000 COPS fund money that's coming our way. We know we've got some building improvements to make, whether it comes from WWW funds or not, it's going to be there. So this budget has there's no miscellaneous line item for just something not going totally according to plan. And I would rather plan to at least fully fund what we've identified and then manage the heck out of the budget and try to beat the budget and save a little bit of money. But I think everybody has done a really good job to come up with this $180 in the spirit of not just saying we can raise taxes $200, therefore, let's do it.
Okay. Other board discussion?
I think it's unfortunate that we're setting this before we know what the negotiations with KPO will be. And hopefully, because property owners are participating in resolving budget issues, that KPOA would similarly participate in that. So I wish that those negotiations could be completed prior to any number being assigned here. And I, you know, again, I've said this before, and Bill confirmed tonight what I've been telling you really for months, that there are a number of people losing their homes in Kensington. Properties are distressed, people are distressed, families are distressed. I just think we owe more care to our constituents than we appear to be giving them.
More board comment?
One thing I take exception with you and John, just really quick, is we need to be careful that we're not using any Measure G money for anything other than police. So we talk about the bathroom and the buildings, and let's just, I think we have to be careful of carving that out from the discussion. But I am worried about the $100,000 from the state or from the county or whatever it's supposed to be given to us.
That you'll never see.
Yeah, I mean, and I do think that if it comes in, you know, next year when we're having this discussion, whoever's having it, needs to take that into consideration, but it'd be better to make sure that we're not dipping into our reserves in the hope that the state somehow, and until the state passes, until Sacramento passes the budget, I'm going to assume that money's not coming. If based on that, then I would be inclined to support the 179. At the same time, acknowledging Pat's compromise of 150, but I edge towards the 179.
Well, now we have to put a motion before the board and vote on it. Who wants to take a crack at this? John, you had a suggestion about the 179. Do you want to frame a motion for that?
I'm happy to just put a motion forward that would support a $179 Measure G tax increase that would be tied to the budget that's presented as is.
Point of order, Chuck. Is there a seconded motion on the table at this time?
No. Pat asked that there's not.
There's not.
She was through. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
I'll second the motion performed by Director Stein.
Now let's put it to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed?
Opposed.
So that was 4-1 in favor of the 179 number tied to this budget. Okay. Now we need to take a look at the actual budget now that we have a tax number to go with it. And is there a motion to approve the budget, taking into account the 179, remember we just...
I don't restate the budget, asked to approve the budget, which will be restated with the income from the proposed 179 tax income.
Okay, is there a second for that?
I'll second that.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Opposed.
Okay, so that's 4-1. The motion carries them. That takes us through the open part of the meeting tonight. And now the district's going to go into closed session to discuss the items below on numbers 1 and 2. If you like, we can take a short recess as the audience leaves. And the staff leaves too. And the microphone.
The tape recorders leave. The computers leave.
Yes, we will. I know.
I bet it's more like an hour rather than half an hour, and it's more like an hour than 2 hours. Okay.
Either a report out from what we discussed in closed session, and that would be it.